Alex, I think, at least I know, actually, you are very good at finding out information. You have a special set of skills.
I'll find anything out about you, your parents, your dog. I know it all.
And I feel like, Liv, just by nature, you kind of can figure things out, too. I want to know what you think about what this guy did. He tried really hard to connect with a girl. This guy named Carlos goes to college in Canada. He was at a bar on campus last week, and he met a girl. The girl's name? Nicole. He does remember that. And they hit it off, and apparently she didn't try to mess things up, but she did give him her number. Like, she put it into his phone, but she typed it wrong. I kind of say, wait a minute. I think she just didn't want you to call her. You know,
no, like, she's probably drunk.
Okay, but either way, the name was in there, and that was it. It said Nicole, but the number was wrong. So the next day, what do you think he did to try to find Nicole?
I think he tried different number combinations.
That would be something that'd be hard to do. Like, it'd be embarrassing to keep on trying, but that might have worked. But no, what he did, since it was at the college there in Canada, he found every Nicole in the student directory, all 246 of them, and he sent a mass email trying to find that one special Nicole that he met at the bar. But here's the thing. It didn't work exactly like he planned.
Uh-oh.
The Nicole he met wasn't even in the directory. So she wasn't one of the 246 Nicoles that he emailed.
Aww.
And he also didn't, you know, blind copy everybody, like the BCC everyone. He just put all of their addresses into the email so, like, everybody could see all the other emails. And here's what happened. All the other Nicoles started replying to each other, and then they just cut this guy out of the conversation. So these 246 Nicoles start having their own side group conversation. They quit talking to this Carlos guy, and now a lot of them are actually best friends. There's a photo of them all hanging out, like grabbing lunch. Now, there is some good news here for Carlos, because he's trying so hard. The good news for him, one of those Nicoles that was the 246 that he reached out to did know the Nicole he was looking for, and now she and Carlos are in touch, and they're actually going to plan on going on a date. So.
Wow, that's cute. Yeah, I've looked up like rosters before. Like, I didn't know. I've looked up team rosters and stuff like that to get someone's, like, full name. Like, I only had a first name, and they had, like, mentioned that they, like, played sports at a school or something like that. And then I would just go through the rosters and, like, look for them.
What, is this in high school? Like, what sports team?
A few years ago when people like my age were still in college, okay. Like I've done that before. Like you meet a guy and then he just says, oh, I'm Craig. I play football locally or I don't know. I don't know what they say. I play football at the school or whatever. But then like that's all you ever found out. Then I would like go online and like check out the football roster and then look at every single picture and try to find that person.
That work?
No, I mean, I've just done it before, but I never ever pursue guys. So like, I would like find all the information out, but then I just like sit there and wait for them to call me.
Sounds effective.
Yeah.
I know everything about you. I'm going to telepathically.
I knew everything about the Egyptian before we went on our first date. I looked up everything. I knew where his parents went to church. I knew their names. I knew stuff about his family. I looked it all up. And my friend Lauren did. She looked up stuff about him and was sending it to me. She did some research.
Liv the Web Girl, do you have the same, I guess, skill set?
Yes, I don't even know how I do it. It's like I'm like a mad person. It's like a blur, but I end up finding their Instagram profiles.
Yeah.
I don't know how I do it, but I do it. But I will say, I did not look up any information about Joel Daddy, my current boyfriend, before we went on a date, but he looked up information about me.
When I was still single, I went to Punch Bowl Social with my friend Lauren, and she's even more of an FBI agent than me. And I found this guy, and I really was into him, and we had talked all night long, and he was super flirty and all this stuff. He gave me his first name and told me what like town he lived in. That is literally the only information we had. Somehow my friend Lauren finds his Instagram. He is dating somebody else, and he even lied to me and told me that he had no social media or whatever, but we managed to find him anyway and that he had a girlfriend actually back home.
Gosh, guys, you gotta watch out. It's not easy out there anymore.
Yeah, if you're looking for a personal investigator, hit up Alex for her friend Lauren.
That's right.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this?
Daniel.
Hey, what's up, man? What'd you want to say?
I actually have a funny story that just recently happened the other day that kind of goes with that.
What happened?
This girl added me on Facebook probably about 3 months ago, and we never talked, never messaged, didn't even know her. Well, she started liking every single one of my posts, and every time I would comment on something, she would like the comment. No matter where it was at, she somehow found the comment. Well, finally, the other day, I just messaged her, and I was like, hey, what's up? And her reply was, it's about time you message me. I've been liking all your comments and posts, trying to get your attention, so you'll message me.
Sounds about right. Sounds like girls.
Why don't you girls just grow some balls and message the guys first?
Because we want to feel pursued. We want the guy to make the first move. Or you know why? Because then we're crazy. See, you already thought she was crazy.
She is crazy.
Oh, yeah, but when we do it and message you guys first, we're the stalkers or the creeps always blowing up your inboxes.
The only time you're creepy if you blow up someone's inbox or slide into their DMs is if they're uninterested. If a guy they're interested in it does it, then it's not creepy. But if a guy they're not interested in does it, then it's creepy then.
Well, yeah, but we don't even know that. Hey, man.
Right, exactly.
Thanks. I appreciate you calling in and calling the women out because I think they need to be.
Oh, brother.
Yes.
Appreciate it. So honestly, I wish somebody would be that crazy and pursue me, even though I'm like a married man. Like, I've never had that in my life.
Because you're the crazy.
Like what he had. Like, I just want somebody, not like, I don't want you to stalk me. Please, please don't make me have to get police involved or shoot you if you come to my house and get in danger of my family. But I just want somebody to be that obsessed with me. Don't you?
No, I don't.
Why are you so obsessed with me? Boy, I ought to know.